Random House Audio presents In Cold Blood, a true account of a multiple murder and its consequences by Truman Capote. Read for you by Scott Brick. Frère Romain qui après nous vivait, n'ayez le cœur contre nous endurci, car sous pitié de nous pauvres avait, Dieu en aura plutôt de vous merci. François Villon, Ballade du Pendu. Part 1. The Last to See Them Alive. The village of Holcomb stands on the high wheat plains of western Kansas, a lonesome area that other Kansans call Out There. Some 70 miles east of the Colorado border, the countryside, with its hard blue skies and desert clear air, has an atmosphere that is rather more far west than middle west. The local accent is barbed with a prairie twang, a ranch hand nasalness, and the men, many of them, wear narrow frontier trousers, Stetsons, and high-heeled boots with pointed toes. The land is flat, and the views are awesomely extensive. Horses, herds of cattle, a white cluster of grain elevators rising as gracefully as Greek temples are visible long before a traveler reaches them. Holcomb, too, can be seen from great distances. Not that there is much to see. Simply an aimless congregation of buildings divided in the center by the main line tracks of the Santa Fe Railroad, a haphazard hamlet bounded on the south by a brown stretch of the Arkansas, pronounced Arkansas River, on the north by a highway, Route 50, and on the east and west by prairie lands and wheat fields. After rain,